Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Apple warned the Irish government this summer that there is a very real threat of Ireland pushing away multinationals if we don't improve on our infrastructure. The tech giant said other countries were trying to lure multinationals away. Kevin Timoney, chief economist at Davy. I felt a little shudder when I saw this story this morning, Kevin. How real a threat is this?
Good morning, Shane. It's certainly a threat. It's always a threat that Ireland is competing in a global marketplace for these very well paid jobs, for these productivity transformative jobs for the country. I mean, I'm always minded of lyric of never forget where you're coming from. And Ireland has come from a very humble situation economically and through multinationals, especially US multinationals, and the jobs to the country. It's been a transformation really in Ireland's economics prospects. It's a very real threat that these jobs could move away, but Ireland just needs to be vigilant and I suppose continue to recognize its own strengths and its own things within its control. That was really a message we tried to echo. It's been mentioned by others too, but that's a really important aspect of it, I think.
Now, the meeting took place in the Irish Times, Cormac McQuinn reporting on this today. The meeting took place between Apple's Vice President of European Operations, Cathy Kearney, and the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke. I thought it was interesting the level of detail that the Apple executive went into, talking about the current road network is not sufficient to enable 6,000 Apple employees on their daily commute. There's a struggle for residents with traffic and transport situation being so bad. The meeting also heard an adequate bus service is also required. It's kind of embarrassing for us as a nation, isn't it?
I think these are reasonable lobbying points for
absolutely.
Somebody
yeah,
Apple
they
to be making. Like they're very reasonable points. And you know, these are physical elements of infrastructural competition that other countries can certainly point to being ahead of Ireland on. I've looked at this previously in terms of the stock of capital infrastructure for transport. And Ireland does not perform well on that basis. It doesn't perform well in some other areas too. And, you know, this is well recognized, and this is why we have things such as national development plans, and a new one will be needed, I think, to recognize a much higher population that is likely to be in situ in Ireland for the next number of decades. And that's what our research has also pointed to, that we think it could be up to 5.9 million of population by 2030. This is well ahead of what other forecasts would suggest, but we think that's realistic.
And based on what's happened in the last 10 years, I suspect it is quite realistic. But we don't seem able to cope. And I know a lot of the problems we have are problems of success, and it's important to say that. But we are struggling to build infrastructure to match our population. Like, we are incredibly dependent on multinationals. What is it, more than 100,000 direct jobs, way more than that indirectly. And for taxation, I mean, we are getting billions corporate tax from a small number of countries. Like, there is a very real risk to our economy here.
I think that is a fair summation of the risk situation. And, you know, economists are often very good at identifying the problems, maybe less so at pointing to potential solutions. But an economist could also point to the opportunity that is there to make some strides on this infrastructure gap. Like the infrastructure gap is broad. It's across a number of areas, as I said, like housing, transport, and some of these can be very, if managed correctly, they can be very growth enhancing. If we do this well and recognize that it's going to take a period of time to address these shortfalls, We are making the point in our recent analysis that the economy can stand to grow strongly as a result of this, and it can be sustainable growth over 10, 15 years, where we get to catch up not just on incomes, as we've already done through, say, multinationals and their high-paying jobs, but we can then catch up in terms of infrastructure. And that's a kind of a secondary run rate for growth, if you like. So, you know, there is a positive way to look at this.
I acknowledge that you are taking a positive stance on this. I mean, lastly, I should say, I mean, if you take this story in tandem with the Apple tax ruling, which does raise a slight question mark about future multinationals coming here in our taxation system, like, how concerned would you be?
I think at the moment, the conditions for which multinationals choose to come to Ireland actually remain quite broadly positive. I mean, Ireland still has a lot of the things going for it that have been going for a long time. So EU membership is crucial. That shouldn't be understated. Since Brexit, of course, it's the only English-speaking country in the EU. And as well as this, our analysis highlighted that we have a very high third level share of employment, actually the highest in Europe aside from Luxembourg. So it's more, the majority of employment is now third level educated, which not every country can say. And, you know, this is being helped, I guess, by strong labour supply and well-educated labour supply and migration into Ireland. But labour demand for these highest paid jobs has also encouraged that. So they both go together. And so long as the conditions, and obviously tax as well is a key area, and tax stability is important. But as long as these things remain intact, I think the prospects for multinationals to continue to invest here over the medium term, say 10, 15 years ahead, okay.
Kevin Timoney, Chief Economist at Davy, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.